Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again to 99.5 FM, The Word, Hawaii's only Christian talk radio station. So blessed to be here this evening here in the studio. And you know, we're so, and not only are we blessed to be here, but we have some special guests that are here tonight. And we'd like to welcome, well, oh my goodness, 5 buses, 3 transfers,
amen,
2 canoes, and a short jog all the way from the west side. Pastor Barry Noni's in the house.
Yay, Pastor!
Yay, it's glad to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Woo!
Woo-hoo!
I think I saw Jack Lord walking around outside.
Get it? Jack Lord?
When the Lord speaks,
amen,
you listen.
Amen.
Well, we just want to thank Pastor Barry for that dramatic entry and leave the board outside next time, brother. Just happy to have you with us once again, Pastor Barry. Got a lot to cover tonight. And, you know, we're so blessed because, you know, people listening to this on Friday evening are going to be so blessed because through technology, we'll actually be in Hana. But
amen.
We've got a great message. You see, we want to give a shout out to some important people. And first and foremost, our Lord Jesus Christ for giving
amen
us the air that
thank
we breathe
you,
and praise thank his you, name. Jesus. But right after that, we're going to give thanks to Mark and Mary Benson over in Honolulu Ford. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your faith and thank you for your prayers. Danny Asao, we didn't forget you. Thank you too, my brother, for all that you do over there with your team to make this happen. 2 years strong, going into our 3rd year shortly, and lives being changed too numerous to count. But we
yes
can tell by
thank
the
you, Father
mail that we receive. We can tell by the brothers that we get to talk to, both in the facilities here and in Saguaro, Arizona, how having this radio program is so important to them. In fact, if you want to drop us a line, our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. And for those of you who've been sending us a letter or a note, man, thank you so much. It really
yes
makes our
thank
day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
We just
God
love going
you
to the, we just love, I mean, nobody's going to send bills because they don't know our address, but only going to be letters from you guys and saying, so it's always good news. That's a setup that we don't get any bills over there. But it's just good news because, you know, the only good news we have is the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And
that's
the gospel
right
that we bring in, because that's the gospel of Jesus Christ that's going to free you. That's going to set you free, because where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is
there's freedom.
Freedom.
And he who the Son sets free is
free indeed.
Everything's free, free, free. That's why the name
amen
of this ministry is Free Inside.
Free Inside.
You know, we reach out to the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. And we just want to let you know that we love you guys, but Jesus loves you even
so
more.
So much more.
You know, we also want to thank Salem Media and Leilani Williams for having the belief in this program and just the opportunity to put it on the airwaves. You know, we do have a Facebook account for those of you paddling the wave of social media. We're in 45 countries and 45 languages. 2 words will explain that, but God. I mean, I don't know how to speak Armenian, but you know that our Facebook page is in Armenian. That's incredible. I want to give a shout out to all the brothers and sisters that are on the other side of the fence, be it Waiava, Halava,
yes,
FDC, OCCC,
WCCC,
and Saguaro. And even those of you that might not be in a facility, but I know and you know, you're still locked up. You see, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. That's why we have this program to reach out, and we're just trying to reach out to you, trying to lift you up, not push you down, trying to
yes
encourage
amen
you,
give
not
you
discourage
an encouraging
you
word,
and let you know that the only way you're really going to be free from all the demons is through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Hallelujah.
You know, we've got a great song tonight, and it's from Ty Tribbett, and it's What Can I Do to Live? And, you know, sometimes what we need to do is we need to focus on what's important, and what's important is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Some of us, we take that for granted, but you know, he's got a great song. We're going to listen to that and come back with a great message for you this evening.
Hallelujah.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on
yes
Jesus?
Yes, hallelujah.
And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. Song is simple, it says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, and here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. Cause I tried it all, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me.
Amen, amen, amen. What can I do? I cannot live without you. I don't know what kind of situation you're in. You might be blessed and not even be in a situation, but I guarantee you're going to be in one soon. Because many of us are either just coming out of a situation, we're in a situation, or we just got out of a situation. That's just life.
That's right.
That's just amen. Life. You know, for anybody who tells you, hey, everything's going great, no problem, it might be for that moment, but things can change. Like that in a second. And you know, something that we're going to be studying tonight in the message that we have in the book of Luke, chapter 6, is going to be verses 31 to 33. It's always easy to like people who like you. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
People talk to you, you want to talk to them. People smile at you, you want to smile at them. People say, hey, how's it going? You say, how's it going? All is good. What about the people when you say hi to and they just snub you, turn their back? Or they look at you and go, what? I mean, those are the kind of people who say, what? What to you too, bro? Yeah.
When you say,
yeah,
God
Jesus
bless
loves you.
You.
Yeah, right, bro. Take this, you know? That's just real talk. But you see, it's always easy to be in a comfortable situation. Because when it gets uncomfortable, that's when we step out of the safe zone and we have to step in the faith zone.
Yeah. No, I can't wait to hear it in the Jesus book, but in my NIV Bible, the title is Love for Enemies. And in Luke 6, verse 31 to 33, it says, do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. Brother Barry?
Amen. Coming from the Amplified Version, once again, Luke chapter 6, verses 31 to 33. And as you would like and desire that men would do to you, do exactly so to them. If you merely love those who love you, what quality of credit and thanks is that to you?
Mm.
For even the very sinners love their lovers, those who love them. And if you are kind and good and do favors to and benefit those who are kind and good and do favors to and benefit you, what quality of credit and thanks is that to you? For even the preeminently sinful do the same.
Mm.
Well, I tell you, that Pastor Barry, he's an educated guy, the way he talked like that. I came like straight from Manoa Valley. That was pretty impressive.
Amen.
But you know, I've got the Jesus book because I love Jesus. Amen. And I love the book of Jesus. I love the word of
Bring
Jesus.
It on, Pastor
and
Bula.
I stand boldly in the love of Jesus because in the Jesus book, it says, get love and a law for the people that stay against you. You know, my paraphrase would be, get love and a law for the people that act stink to you. But that's my version, not the Jesus book. But in verse 31, it starts off with this. It says, do to the other guy just like you like him do to you. If you guys only get love and a law for the people that get love and a law for you, you think God owe you money for that? No way. Even the bad, kind guys get love and a law for the guys that get love and a law for them. And if you guys only do good to the people that do good to you, what, you think God owe you money for that? No way. Even the people that do the bad kind stuff do that. Amen, amen.
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 Life's always easy when you're amongst people that think like you, that look like you, that agree with you. But the rubber hits the road when you get some opposition. Maybe someone doesn't look like you, doesn't think like you, doesn't talk like you. We still got to love them.
That's right.
Because that's in the Bible. See, but that's the hard part. Especially, well, imagine if they are against you, if they are arguing with you, if they have a different point of view with you, if they turn their back on you, if they reject you, if you become dejected, if they make you an outcast. And that's just in your family. Just think of outside of that. We all have issues. You know, no matter what you do through life, you're going to have issues. And it's ironic that the people that love you the most, and I have that love you the most in quotation marks, can hurt you the most. Because they know the buttons to push. It's not a meandering trail that they can walk along and, oh, maybe we'll go over here, we'll go find something. Oh, on this side of the trail. No, they go right with the laser focus and zap you right there between the eyes. They don't waste time. They're like snipers. Boom, we're going to take them out with the first crack. But we got to love them.
Amen. You know, the Greeks had several different words for love. The word used to quote Jesus doesn't refer to the romantic love between a man or a woman, or a love that you'd have between a parent or a child or the best of friends. The Greek word agapon refers to not feelings, but actions.
Mm.
Actions speaks louder than words. What is my actions to to say that my neighbor who's treating me bad, he's calling the cops every night. What about the boss who mistreats me, that cuts my hours? What about the friend who betrays you?
Ooh, Judas, yes. Where you in?
Yes.
You know, sometimes they shake your hand with one and stab you in the back with the other, you know, and even when you look at, you know, whenever and this leads right down, Lynn and Barry, into forgiveness.
Amen.
Because we have to forgive people. And every time I get into a bout of not wanting to forgive someone for whatever reason, because, of course, it's all justifiable in our minds, the Lord calls out to me and he says, Lolo, that's his affectionate name for me, hey, Lolo. let's see, I forgave the world. I put my son on the cross, crucified him, he died, to pay the price for the sins for everybody back then, today, and tomorrow. But you cannot forgive one person, so you're better than God. No, it's not like that, God. It's you don't know what he said. You don't know what she did. You don't know what they're trying to do. But wait. I had one son. In fact, he was my only begotten son. I put him on the cross. He actually got crucified and he died. He rose on a third day. I don't know if you've read that book. But he did that so everyone's sins in the world were forgiven. But you cannot forgive one person in your life. You see how that doesn't make any sense at all. And our pettiness limits us to our blessedness.
Amen.
Amen. You know, what can we do with having unforgiveness? I know a lot of people out there that simply lift their hands in services, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty, they can't forgive the past. What's wrong? You know, we call ourselves Christian. How dare you? Because if we identify ourselves to be a Christian, that means we're Christ-like.
Christ-like.
And as you said, if... You know, we go through these bouts of unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. Why? Because in my own mind, it's justifiable.
Well, that's the flesh.
Why?
That's the flesh, Pastor.
The flesh wants to kill the spirit man that's within. And that's just the object of how it works.
You know what? For me, though, I mean, let's just get down to Bible basics, right? So in my Bible, in my NIV, earlier in that chapter, it says, "But to you who are listening, I say..." And that could be you, me, Pastor, everyone out there in Radio Land. Love your enemies. Mm-hmm. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. And the reason why I say we just have to get down to Bible basics is because in your flesh and in your mind, are you crazy?
Well, you know, growing up, you know, sometimes, you know.
But the Bible says, tells me so.
The Bible tells you so.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things we watch out for when we grow up. You know, sometimes when you're a small kid, they say, oh, watch out, they're Japanese. Oh, really? Okay. Oh, watch out, they're Chinese. Oh, okay. Oh, watch out, they're Portuguese. The one thing they don't tell you to watch out for is the Christianese, you know, because those are the ones that are the most scary. Because, you see, there's three types of believers. Now, many of us know there's two types of believers. There's the believer and there's the unbeliever. We've always heard about them. But the one you need to be aware of, to be cautious of, are those that are the make-believers. Because it's the make-believers that will convince you they are everything they're purported and supposed to be, but they're not. You just tell them, no act. Thank you, Pastor Virginia. No act.
But you know what? Again, back to Bible basics. In Luke 6, chapter 6, verse 28... Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. So that's just like what you said, Pastor Bula.
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about that in...
Pray.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, Billy Graham was asked recently on his 96th birthday, which just happened to be last Friday. 96 years. I think he's been ministering for 76 of those.
Wow.
And they asked him, what is the success of Billy Graham Ministries? And he pondered for a moment. He looked towards the heavens and he says three things. So they sat on the edge of the chair waiting for a prophetic statement, one of revelation to the writers that were in the room. And he says, prayer. Those are the three things that are the success to Billy Graham Ministry. Because it is only rooted in prayer that anything will become of God, because it is of God. And in verse 28, as you had mentioned, Lynn, it says, ask God for do good things to the people that put kahuna on top of you, and pray for the people that make you guys suffer.
You know, I grew up with my great grandmother always taught me this. She says, be the first to let go and forgive. Amen. You know, and I use it as a tool in ministry. You know, Pastor, you spoke about Christianese and all the make-believers. Mm. There's a lot of them out there right in the house of healing and hope, which becomes the house of
hurt. But they're still children of
and
God.
They're still children of God, Amen. But yet we're called on the higher level of integrity.
That's right, integrity.
Yes. Integrity. Yes. This is where our integrity is most important. When men and women will speak things about you, you've just got to be an overcomer and overlook them.
Ooh, overcomer.
And it's not because you're ineffective that they're speaking of you. It's because you are effective and you are doing something. Mm. And it's just like the plans of the enemy. You know, when he sees the plans of God moving forth, he will stop. He will stop you. He will try his best to stop you.
He uses others to stop you. Amen. Amen.
And just like the scripture says, you know, the kingdom of God suffers violence. And yes. The violent takes it by force, which simply means the kingdom of God is suffering violence because there's a lot of make-believers out there. There's a lot of so-called Christians out there mm-hmm. that will tear you, that will have the Alma syndrome pulling you down. But here comes the kicker. The violent must take it by force. Now, here's the one. Those of us who bears truth, who carries the word of God, we've got to go out there and detox them and bring all these brainwashed things.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to get them back, not to us, but to the kingdom of God.
We need to love them back to their identity.
To their rightful place.
They might not talk like us. They may not like think like us. They might be of the same sex marriage supporters. We cannot condemn them.
Yes.
We love them back to their true identity, which is sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because you don't train a dog by kicking him when he's down. You got to love on that person. You got to love on that person and let kindness kill them. But it's not easy. But, you know, it's even sometimes we feel like the whole world has forsaken us. Eli, Eli, le sabachthim. My father, you have forsaken me. But remember, it's the same person, Jesus Christ, who said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Oh, and you know, God must know we were going to talk about this today, because just even further down in that chapter in verse 37 and 38, it says, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive. Pastor Barry, you were just talking about that. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, judge not that ye be not judged. You know, you can look at that from two different angles. You can look at it from theological. The thought of God, or philosophical. The thought of God, what was God saying when he spoke and when he inspired the men who wrote the Bible to write these words of God's? But then the philosophical side is, on whose standards? According to you, Lynn, maybe he's done some good for you, so that would kind of make you have a good feelings towards him.
Amen.
According to Pastor Bula and I, maybe he's done something
like
that we don't like him.
Yeah.
But now we've got
God
to go back to...
God says you
got to
love him, though.
We've got to go back to the biblical basics, and which is
Bible basics.
Love your enemies.
Yes,
and
pray.
Forgive them.
Amen.
And that's what it's about.
Amen.
Forgiveness. Because, you know, after all, if I can't forgive you and if I can't get along with anyone down here on this side of heaven, I don't deserve to go on that side of heaven as well.
Amen.
Because I can't enter in without having hostility and
that's
unforgiveness
right.
in my heart.
Because you know what God's going to be doing right at that gate. It's going to be heart check time, amen?
You know, every day is a heart check for us.
Yes.
Worship is a lifestyle. You know, the giving, and since Thanksgiving is coming up, giving
right.
is not, it's not, what is it? Giving is an attitude. It's not
that's
an
right.
action.
And it's Thanksgiving an is more than one day.
Amen.
You know, just like, you know, and in fact, Lynn, you were talking further down, and it says, talks about the tree and the fruit, but it says, the good guy, now this is verse 45 in the Jesus book, the good guy do good kind stuff from the good stuff inside his heart. And the bad guy do bad kind stuff from the bad stuff inside his heart. The kind stuff inside the heart going come out through the mouth by Ooh. What the guys say.
Oh.
Speak life.
Speak life.
We speak That's life. Right.
You know, the Bible says what's in our heart will come out through our mouth. And, you know, and if we have an attitude of gratitude,
thank you, Jesus.
Everything that's happening to us, you know, we're not going to be deterred. We're not going to be distracted. You know, the waves can be going on the left. The storm is coming on the right. But we are looking and pressing towards the call that God has placed on our our lives is to reach one at a time. To each of us should reach one. How do we reach one? By living a godly life filled with integrity.
Amen. You know, I think Pastor George Nagato, recently retired superintendent of the Assemblies of God churches in Hawaii,
praise the Lord,
said something a few years ago that has stuck with me. He says, "Be Jesus with skin." And he says, "Let's preach about the gospel of Jesus Christ, about love and forgiveness. And if we have to, let's use a few words." You know, when you think about that, there's a lot of people preaching with their words, but are they preaching with their lives? Are they preaching in the way they live? Are they preaching in the way they treat people? Or is it just saying a lot of words and it sounds good, looks good, and it smells good, but their life isn't good?
You know, Blue, you remember when you said, would I be able to get convicted as a Christian?
No, what that says, if I were arrested today for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict me?
Amen.
That's how you have to. Is the life we're living today worthy of Jesus dying on that cross for? Because he died for you. He died for me. But is the life that we've chosen, because life is all about choices, is the life we've chosen to live worthy of him dying on the cross?
Amen.
Yeah. You know, is our life speaking volumes to the men and women who are watching us out there? What are they watching? They're watching our lives. Like you said, Pastor, they know our buttons to push. Mm-hmm. They're going to be pushing these buttons and expecting to see
a reaction.
The reaction of the old person.
That's right. Mm.
But 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Not a new beast.
Thank
now, a new
God. Creature.
Old things are passed away.
Passed
and
away.
Behold, all things are become new. Now, to the typical unsaved loved ones, they're going to be looking at you. They look at me, they see, that's the old Barry. Just
tell him something and
wait for this and
Snap
then run.
Well, yeah.
But when they're shocked, when they hear it, when they do the worst, and I either walk away or I'll tell them, God bless you. And they're like scratching their heads. But I don't do that out of spite. I do that because I know the price that Christ paid
for me.
I know what he's done for me on Calvary. And because he's done that, I'm able to stand.
Amen.
Carrie Underwood has a new song. In fact, we'll play it next week sometime. And it's called There's Something in the Water.
Ooh.
That's a great song. I mean, you listen to that. If you look it up, if you're able to look it up, look up the lyrics, Carrie Underwood, Something in the Water.
Mm-hmm.
It is nothing but life-changing. That is a future number one hit for her. And we'll play it because, man, when you come up out of that water, you are a new person. You have just left the old behind.
That's right.
That's why baptism is so important, because it's an outward expression of your inward commitment to faith. And that's why we're excited about Free Inside Ministry having the opportunity to return to Saguaro Prison in February 2015, just a few months away. And we're going to be able to baptize our brothers that are incarcerated up there. Amen. Last year, we baptized about 140 brothers. This year, the Lord's put the number 200 upon me. And we, you know, what's great about that is in January, we have a concert coming up. Now, I just want to share that with you tonight so you can start making some plans. Think about it. Talk about it.
January 17th.
January 17th.
Yes, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to open with our Free Inside Hawaiians band. You want to talk about that, Barry?
We're still planning it, but as the week comes, we'll get it done.
We also have Sam Kapu.
Pastor Sam Kapu.
We have Jeff Rasmussen, James Rubin. We have two former inmates that are out doing well in the community.
Amen.
Giving back to the Lord that we've been able to minister over the years. And we also, it's headlined by Dr. Jesse McGuire, McGuire.
The Jesse McGuire.
Go Google that and go see he's got a doctorate in ministry.
He is amazing.
He is probably one of the top three, if not the top trumpeter in the world.
Yep.
The reason we bring that to you is because we want you to come and get blessed.
Amen.
And, you know, we're so blessed that you tune in every night. And like we say, if you're tired of getting messed up, tune in and get blessed up, because you're
too blessed
to be stressed, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
God's got a plan for you, a great plan, but you got to know him. You might know the book called the Bible, but do you know the author?
Hallelujah.
Amen. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Get some rest, stay blessed, and we'll get
God
back.
God bless.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.